energy in my legs and run and jump, but I couldn't. I had to sit in my chair and be still. If I got fidgety, my dad would reach over and touch my leg and let me know that I'm bouncing too much. And it was time to be quiet and wait. And a lot of times when I was at church, I didn't know what in the world they were talking about. I'd listen a little bit, and it was so hard to understand what they were saying, I just got bored. Because it went like, whoo, right over my head. And so I used to draw, but better yet, I would watch my brother draw. Because he was older than I was, and he was really good at drawing interesting things like cars that had really big wheels in the back and fire going out of the back of the car. And he liked Ford cars, and they would be driving over top of a Chevy and smashing a Chevy car. And I just thought that was really cool. And I used to like football, so I draw a picture of a guy named Roman Gabriel. I don't even know if he's still alive anymore, but he was number 18 for the Los Angeles Rams, and he would throw it to number 84. He was Jack Snow. And I'd draw the same picture week after week of Roman Gabriel throwing it on one side of the paper and Jack Snow catching it on the other side of the paper. And once in a while, some minister would talk, and I would be able to understand what they talked about. And one time I heard a man talk about what it's going to be like in the kingdom of God when animals that are mean now, like lions, won't be mean anymore. And he had asked the children to imagine what it would feel like to climb up on a friendly lion and ride on its back and not have to worry about it turning around and biting him or anything. I remember that sermon. And that was kind of around this time of year. But church isn't just for grown-ups. God and the Bible and all that, that's not just for grown-ups. That's also for children. God loves kids. And I'm preaching to you today. Is it okay with you kids if your parents listen to? And the grown-ups? Yeah, they can listen. But I wouldn't appreciate it, though, if you'd all try to sit still and be patient. And if you have to color or something like that to pass the time without getting too fidgety, that's okay. But please behave yourselves until this is over. Okay, well, I'm going to tell you some things that the Bible says about kids. I'm going to end with a couple short things he says. Write to kids. But the first thing about kids is, did you know that you're a blessing from God? Psalm 127, verse 3 says so. I'm going to turn there really quick. Psalm 127. This is in God's Word in the Bible. It says, behold. What's behold mean? It kind of means, get this. Listen to this. This is really something to think about. Behold. It's almost like saying, wow, imagine what this is going to be. Imagine this. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. That's basically saying that you are a blessing to us. Now, sometimes mom and dad and somebody else might get annoyed or grumpy or something. And you might feel really bad, like, oh, I made them feel upset. And you might kind of feel something yucky at first and not feel real good, but that's just a little thing, you know, because you get on your sisters and brothers' nerves, and everybody gets on somebody's nerves once in a while. But the important thing to know overall is that you are an answer to prayer, you're a blessing, your parents love you, and God loves you, and he says you're a blessing. You know what a blessing is? That's when something really good happens to you. So when you came into your mommy and daddy's life, you're a blessing. And in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, we can see that you are important people and you're worthy of our time and our energy. Children are really important. It says in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, it says, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. You should love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And then in verse 6 it says, and these words which I command you today shall be in your heart, you shall teach them diligently to your children. That's God teaching your parents to teach you. God wants your parents to teach you about Him, about God's ways and the Bible, and things that they know from reading the Bible, knowing God and loving God. And you are important enough that God wants you to know that, and He wants your parents to teach you. So that's another thing to know about what God says in His Bible about you. You're important. And did you know that there are certain things about you that your parents can learn from? I know that parents and older people have to teach you a lot, but Jesus said that there are things that we can learn from you. It says in Matthew chapter 18, it says, verse 4, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me. But there are certain things about children that grown-ups can learn from. And one of those things is that children tend to be trusting. You have childlike trust. And sometimes that's what God wants more than anything else, is just for us to trust Him. And children naturally are trusting. And that's what faith's about in God. It's not about what we can do and that kind of a thing, or being old and smart and knowing a lot. Sometimes it has to do with just believing God and trusting Him. Did you also know that God has angels in heaven that watch over you? You've been told that before, haven't you? Because I see you nodding your head. This is really a cool thing to know. It says in Matthew chapter 18, that's the same chapter I was already in. In verse 6 it says, whoever causes one of these little ones, that's talking about the children he just spoke of before, who believe in me to sin, it would be a really, really bad thing for them. And then it says later on in verse 10, it says, listen, that you do not despise one of these little ones, meaning children. For I say to you that in heaven there are angels. Whose angels? Your angel. Children's angels. There are angels. Always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. There are angels in heaven that watch you and talk to God about you. They're like messengers and they're like servants for us. So God loves you enough to kind of put an angel in charge of watching you. Did you also know that, you know, do you know what it means when someone says, that person has a bad reputation? Do you know what a reputation is? That's what people think about you. That's what, if people were to say, oh, Sarah Chesney, she is, and they'd say like one thing about her, that would be like her reputation. That's what like is known about her, what people would say about her. And I happen to think Sarah Chesney is pretty wonderful, even if she does owe me $5 for all the trouble she's given me in my lifetime. She says I owe her $5. I was trying to think of a reason why she owes me $5, and I told her it's because of all the trouble she's caused me in my life. And she's not buying it. She's saying that I owe her $5. But you have a reputation just like a grown-up does. Sometimes grown-ups have reputations they wish they didn't have, and it's really hard to change them. But just like a grown-up has a reputation, children do too. It says in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 11, even a child is known by what he does, whether what he does is right or not. A child is known by his reputation. When I went to school, you promise if I tell you something you won't tell anybody else? When I went to school on the school bus, I used to have contests with other kids to see who could burp the loudest and the longest. And I got so good at burping that I could burp the alphabet. I got all the way to the end of the alphabet. Now then, later on, I grew up and I stopped burping, and I put that in my past. And one time our church phone rang, and the voice on the other end of the phone, the person didn't identify themselves, but they said, are you the same Bob Wirtz, who's a pastor now, who used to burp the entire alphabet on the school bus? So even children have a reputation, and the things that you do, people might remember. That's just kind of a silly thing, but you want to make sure that you have a good reputation. And you can have a good reputation by learning about God and doing the things that you can to be a good person. And also, the Bible says in the same book, the book of Proverbs, that even children can be wise. Sometimes you think of being wise is something that you have to be older to be wise. You ever thought of that? A child could actually be wise? In Proverbs chapter 13, verse 1, it says, a wise son heeds his father's instruction, So it's possible for you to be wise. It means kind of like having learned good lessons and doing the right things and thinking the right way and that kind of stuff. And one way to do that is by listening to what your parents have to say. It says a wise son heeds his father. That means listens, pays attention, and cares what his mom and dad tell him. God wants us to listen to our parents. So you can be wise, but it also says that children can be foolish. And it says in chapter 15 of Proverbs that a fool doesn't care about his father's instruction. It says a fool despises or doesn't care, doesn't think it's important, doesn't want to hear from mom or dad what they ought to do. But that's foolishness. And so the Bible says kids can be smart and wise, and it says they can also be foolish. And I think sometimes we're foolish sometimes, and then we learn our lesson and we're sorry, and then we learn how to be more wise. It's not like you're one or the other. And the more we listen to our parents, the wiser we can be. Do you think, Sarah, I'll ask you this question, okay? Sarah, do you think that you deserve all the types of love described in the Bible? Do you think that you deserve the kind of love that's described in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 24? Okay, because it says here, he who spares the rod hates his child, but he who loves him disciplines him promptly. So it says here that basically what that's saying is when your mom and dad have to correct you, do you know what discipline means? When they have to correct you, like if you're in trouble, they put you on time out or they give you a swat in your bottom or some kind of a thing like that. That's really because they love you. It says in the Bible, it's if your parents don't love you, they won't care about that stuff and they won't do it. But if they love you, then they care about how you turn out and they want to help you learn lessons. They'll do that. So there's seven things right there that the Bible says about children. Now, what does God say to you, directly to you? Well, in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, that's one of the Ten Commandments. Does anybody know what that commandment is? The commandment that talks to children? Says something to children? Any of you kids know? What's it say? It says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, honor your father and your mother. That means you respect them and you listen to them when they talk. And you care about what they want you to do. And you show them your love and your attention. You always think that what they have to say is important. That's part of honoring them. So you're supposed to listen to your parents. God says so. He told you that in one of the Ten Commandments. It's right to children. And again, God cares about kids because he talks right to you, right in the Ten Commandments. He has one just for kids. Just like we're having one sermon for kids right now, God has one commandment, especially for kids. Exodus chapter 21, that's the very next chapter, verse 15, says, he who strikes his father, that's punches him or flails at him or tries to hit at him or do something like that, big, big trouble. He who strikes his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. That's what it says. And it says, he who curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. Well, lucky for me, I don't know if I ever struck or cursed at my parents. I would like to forget it if I had. But have I? Well, my mom says I never have. Okay. That's the kind of thing I would want to forget. But lucky for us, sometimes God doesn't give us everything we deserve because it's a serious thing to God. That's why God made it one of his commandments to obey our parents. He knows, he loves you enough that he knows the best thing for you in terms of being able to grow up to be the best person you can be is by paying attention to your parents. But your parents are also supposed to respect you. The Bible talks about that too. But I want to say one other thing that the Bible says to you, and this doesn't have to do with respecting your parents so much, but maybe your grandparents or anybody who's older. In Leviticus 19, verse 32, it says, you shall rise or you shall stand up in the presence of a gray-haired person and honor the presence of an old man. I am the Lord. God's talking right to children and saying that if somebody's older, you need to pay attention to them and show them respect. I have a friend. He's a black man. His name is Randolph Scott. And he told, Randolph is a good friend. I like Randolph a lot. And he calls me Captain. He said, Captain, there's just something different today because I remember when I was a kid and a neighbor came in, if it was a grown-up, if it was an older person, like they could be your grandpa, the kids didn't watch television and keep on doing what they were doing before. They would stop and stand up and pay attention to that person. And when the person said, that's all right, you guys go do what you want to do, then they would go. But they always showed respect. They always paid attention. They always would stop what they were doing and acknowledge the grown-up, especially an older grown-up with, like, gray hair. I was going to tease, but maybe I won't. It's going to point out. You don't have to respect me that much yet. Maybe just a little bit, you know, if you look close. So, and then it also says in Psalm 148, directly to children, it says, children, praise God. Children can love God and praise God just like grown-ups can. You can sing a song to God. You can talk to God and thank Him for a beautiful day outside like today, the nice weather. It's not just for grown-ups. Church and stuff, sometimes it's really boring, right? And it lasts too long. But the older you get and the more you learn, like when you're really like 10 years older than you are now or 15 years, you'll be glad that you came to church and you learned all the things that you learned and that your parents loved you enough to help you on that kind of a path. So those are some of the things that the Bible says about kids and some of the things that the Bible says to kids. Do you guys have anything you want to say? Do you have any questions? Okay. All right, well, then I'm done. Was that a short enough sermon? Okay.